Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your spiritual kickoff of the week. I hope you're ready. So we're going to be in the book of Hebrews, okay? Book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 10. Only looking at one verse. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the originator of salvation through sufferings. So guys, again, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. Let's unpack this. Let's see what this looks like. Let's see how we can apply this and have a better understanding. Now, first thing you need to understand is, where's the book of Hebrews, right? Need to really get that one down. So what we got to do is go to your New Testament, get through your Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then get through Paul's letters, okay? Then you're going to hit Hebrews. So if you go to James, you went too far. So you went to James or Peter, you went too far. It's right after Philemon there, and then you'll find Hebrews, it's towards the back of your New Testament. It's kind of getting towards the end there, and then you'll see what's going on. So this is going to be a hard week, guys. It's going to be a hard week on the show. I'm just going to be straight up with you, because this story, the conversation that we're going to have, is not going to be an easy one. And ultimately, it's going to be speaking. This verse speaks to the sufferings that we must endure while we're here on this earth. Okay, we all have a story. Right? We all do. You know, I know you guys all do. You have good times, you have bad times, you have fun times, you have scary times. And a lot of times you just have a lot of boring times. That's just the way it is sometimes, right? But as believers, we have to remember that even in our suffering, there is God's sovereignty. Yeah, we may not be able to see it, particularly we may not be able to see it in this lifetime. But as a blood-bought child of the King, we have to trust Him. We do. You know, when I held my daughter and her lifeless body in my hands, I don't want to understand that this side of the kingdom. I'll never understand that. You know, why He chose to take her, I don't know. We still miss her so much to this day. Her name was Faith May. Go back and check out that episode where I talk about losing her in quiet delivery rooms. But the reality is, guys, whether it's losing a child like that, or losing a spouse, or maybe just loved ones, or maybe you just lost a lot in your finances lately, whatever it is, we all going to go through trials. And we need to understand, look, that's an opportunity to grow. God is sovereign, even in those trials. Okay, so just trust Him. And why do we trust Him? Why? Well, because He made Himself lower than the angels and suffered a death crowned with the glory and honor for each one of and every one of us, right? By His grace, He tasted death for all of us, for each and every one of us. And that's mind blowing when you actually sit back and try to think about that for a minute. And it just, for me, I can't wrap my head around it. I just can't. It's hard. It's hard to understand. So I have to go to the Word. What does John say? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Jesus that we profess as Lord, and I'm talking about Lord, he's the creator of all things. That's what the Hebrew writer is saying right here. Not only did he do that, but we know that he's the only path to glory. And the path to salvation is through him, right? We know that. Because why? John 14:6 tells us, when he says these words, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Unfortunately, that verse doesn't say that it's going to be easy. It doesn't. In fact, we know that if we follow him, it's going to come at a cost. It should. It will. And all through the New Testament, you just keep reading, you hear about the sufferings that Jesus warns us about. And did you take a quick read of Acts? And you're going to see firsthand what persecution, real life persecution, looks like. So I highly encourage you to do that. We just did that in our community. And we read through the entire book of Acts on our daily spiritual kickoff. And it was powerful. It was powerful just to dig into God's word, but just to see the persecution, particularly that the Apostle Paul faced when he committed his life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and spent and devoted his life to sharing the gospel. It was not easy. I mean, it was hurdle after hurdle, beating after beating, imprisonment after imprisonment, a shipwreck. The next thing you know, you get after shipwreck after being tossed in the sea for 2 weeks straight, 14 days. Gets to the land, starts a little fire with the locals there. Guess what happens? He gets bitten by a poisonous snake. Are you kidding me? Like, persecution is real. It's real. So you have to understand that, okay? The reality is, guys, when sin entered the world, things shifted. And suffering is reality. You know, weather patterns started changing. You have all these crazy storms that you have now, right? Hatred. You doesn't have to look very far at all to see hatred just running rampant. It's crazy. Even down to the cellular level, cells in our bodies don't behave the way they should. That's why you get things like sickness and COVID and cancer and things like that. And then death entered the scene. Okay? And guys, you hear me talk about it all the time, about there's no pain like kid pain. And I really believe that rings true, that there's no pain like kid pain. And guys, unfortunately, that pain is something that so many have to walk through. And you're just not going to be able to understand any of that this side of heaven. We won't. But we have to remember that in Jesus, if we have Jesus, every tear will be wiped away. And the day will come when that suffering is no more. He paid that ultimate penalty, right? That ultimate sacrifice by suffering on the cross on our behalf. Okay? So think about it, on our behalf. So right now, if you're somewhere you can, look at a mirror. Maybe if you can't do that, pop open your camera app on your phone and flip it over to selfie mode, just real quick. The person that you're looking at right now, that's the person that Jesus was thinking of when he was nailed to the cross. Now, I know this blows my mind. Hopefully it blows yours. He was thinking of you. And it's through him that we have salvation. And the crazy part is we deserve zero of it. Zero of it. That's the beauty of his grace. That's the grace. So when we walk through these sufferings in life, they're going to happen. We have to ponder the love of the Father and how he made his son suffer that penalty for our sins. Because these trials are hard. They're real. I don't want to diminish it for a second, guys, for a second. What I am saying is we can survive when we turn our attention to the one who suffered the ultimate penalty for us. What Jesus did on the cross, what he did for you and I, that's the ultimate unleashing of the lion within right there, guys. That is it. So don't think for a second that your suffering is in vain. No. Is the pain real? Absolutely. Should you forget it? No. You should learn from it. Grow. It could lead you to an opportunity to serve others. For us and our family, we have a way to connect now with so many people who are struggling with having kids. You know, if you've walked that path of holding a stillborn baby in your arms, beautiful, beautiful baby girl, you know what? You can have that conversation at a much deeper level for someone else who walks through it. Or like us, we walked through a miscarriage as well. On top of that, that loss is real. For me personally, divorce, you know, separation, to walk through that season of life is hard. So can you take that suffering and just say, you know what, that just sucks and move on? Well, yeah, you could do that. But why not say, you know what, that was hard. How can I take this and glorify him? How can I take this and point people to Jesus? That's what it's about. So your question this week, how does your suffering bring you closer to him? How does your suffering bring you closer to him? I really pray it does, guys. I really pray it does. Now, if you're talking about, well, Chris, what in the world are you even talking about? This Jesus guy and suffering and penalty for our sins. I have no clue. Well, you're in a good spot. First of all, you hung out with us this long, so I got your attention. But ultimately, what you need to understand is, guys, every single one of us are sinners. We're not mistakers in need of a life coach. We're sinners in need of a savior. You hear me tell all the time. I take it from Pastor Jovi because it's so good. Your kindergarten teacher was wrong. You're not a cupcake. You're not a snowflake. You're not a Skittle. You're a sinner in need of a savior. You need to remember that. You need to understand that fundamental. And there's also nothing that you can do. Nothing that you can do to overcome it. You can't just be a nice guy. You can't help ladies cross the street. You can't go buy groceries or volunteer on a weekend. And you can't just go on a mission trip. Okay. Can't just go on a mission trip or go to church on Sunday and just expect you to check the box. It's not. Because I'm going to tell you what, the pews are filled every week with people who are going to go, who will never enter the kingdom of heaven. I hate to say that, but that is ultimate truth. Don't just be a pew sitter. Admit that you're a sinner. You have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and not just a cool guy who came and did some miracles. No, he is the Son of God. He descended from his throne to put on one of these flesh suits, walk around, feel all the emotions we had, teach us, then he paid the penalty for our sin on that cross at Calvary. He did it. He was the only way. The only thing that covered it was his perfect blood. And guess what? He paid that ultimate penalty, and they put him in a tomb. But he just rented it. He just rented that bad boy. He just needed it for a couple of days. 3 days later, he's up. He's up. We do not worship a dead man. We worship a living Savior. Don't miss that. Don't miss that. Then he ascended to the Father. We already talked about it earlier in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's Jesus. Jesus saying those words. They have to believe that he's the Son of God. Then you have to confess him as Lord. And I'm not talking about just Lord when you're on Sunday and you're feeling all churchy. No, every day, all day. Is the same man showing up Monday through Saturday that shows up on Sunday? Is that the same man your kids see? If it ain't, check yourself, check it, and correct it. Jesus, he has to be Lord all the time. Are you going to always get it right? No, because we're still sinners. But you'll have the Holy Spirit, that conviction, and that will guide and direct and teach you and show you the steps, the ways that you need to lead your life. And at that point, you can start unleashing the lion within. So if you just accepted Christ as your Savior, and you just recognize, and you know what? I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Jesus is the Son of God. I confess him as Lord. Send me an email. support@thelionwithin.us. support@thelionwithin.us. Why? Because I want to hook you up with some resources. I want to give you some materials that's going to help you prepare for the battle that you're in. Satan is going to come at you. He is. He's going to come at you hard. He comes at me hard every day. And you know what? Some days I struggle. I just struggle with the battle. But I always go back to the Word and to my Father. And I know my Father, one of those days where I can't fight it, he will. He's got me. Remember? He's got me. He's through all things. Everything. Everything. He is perfecter of my salvation. And he's perfecter of your salvation. and he will help you. He will serve you. He will be there with you. He is there. He is God. He is reverend. Don't lose that for a second. So guys, again, if you enjoy the spiritual kickoffs, join the community. Every day, Monday through Friday, we have a live spiritual kickoff. We're reading scripture. We're growing together as Christians. Guys, this is a really big part of our community. Not to mention our Ask Me Anything, our community events, our monthly challenges. Guys, this is incredible stuff. The masterminds, the lion lunches. Want to have lunch with us and just sit around and talk about anything that you could think of? Guys, this is what we do. We're all growing closer to Christ. We have our Bible study, our courses, all this material is there. Guys, we're in this every day because we recognize this is not a Sunday thing. This is an everyday thing. It's where you need to be growing in Christ. So go to thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us. Join that 30-day free trial. Try it for a month. See if you like it. See if it serves you well. But I guarantee you, if you actually show up, lean in, be vulnerable, leave fake you at home, you're going to get value out of the community. You're going to grow in your Christian walk. And who knows the steps that the Lord's going to have for you. But you have to take step one. Step one, join a community. So I hope to see you in there, guys. Give us a rating, write a review. All that stuff is helpful. Seriously, fellas, that stuff helps more than you know. Share the episode. Can't emphasize that enough. That's how podcasts grow. I don't care what all these people talk about spending ads and all this stuff. The quickest way for a podcast to grow is to share it with other people. So just share it. If that's all you do, you just did the lion a solid. So thank you so much. So seriously, come back on for our Wednesday episode, our meat episode. It's going to be a tough one. At this point, I'm going to be straight up with you guys. I haven't recorded the meat episode yet. Usually I record the SKO, the spiritual kickoff, before the meat. I've been praying hard over this meat episode. I spent a lot of time thinking about it, how to best serve the guest, his story, his wife, his son, you, the listeners. And it all keeps coming back to, you know what? We just got to do what we can to always glorify God and point people to Jesus. So guys, I pray you come back. I pray this episode serves you well. I pray this spiritual kickoff served you well. Hebrews, there's a lot of truth here. There's a lot of truth. And I know sometimes I feel the Spirit's moving, and sometimes I feel like, Chris, man, you just let it down. But in this week, I pray, guys, just come listen with your spiritual ears and just soften your heart and see what the Spirit tells you. So get after it. Have a great day. Look forward to seeing you on our next episode. And guys, I'm just praying for you. So keep unleashing the lion within. Let me ask you a real personal question. Who are your five closest friends? Are they pulling you closer to God or further away? Now, I know some of many guys said, man, I ain't got five friends. You know, okay, I get it, man. It's hard. It's hard to make those true connections. So what we did at The Line Within Us is we started a community. That community is where brotherhood happens. It's where guys come together. So guys, if you're struggling right now, if you feel a little bit isolated or alone, you need to hop in the community. You're going to find brothers there that are going to come alongside you that want to help you wherever you're at. Wherever you're at, guys. Don't think you have to be some theologian to join. No, we're all just regular men who want to deepen our relationship with Jesus Christ to ultimately be the leader God intends us to be. That's what it's about. So hop over to the community. Guys, we have a lot of live events as well. So you can hop in. You can kind of just sit there and watch. You don't have to really jump in if that's not who you are right now. Hop in on a lion lunch. Maybe go to one of our Bible studies that we have going on. Maybe check out some of our courses that we have available. Or Ask Me Anything events where we have previous guests come in and share their expertise. All this is available within the community. That is part of the membership. So if it sounds like that's something you want to start, guys, 30-day free trial. Just jump in. See if it serves you. And if it does, guys, we would love to have you in our community because we're growing, we're serving, we're helping others be the leader that God intends them to be. And I know we can help you be the leader God wants you to be as well. So again, hop over to thelionwithin.us, click on join for that 30-day free trial so you can get started today. I look forward to seeing you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.